What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the In My Room podcast with Grace and Aaliyah. I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Grace. Derek.
Are you gonna give some backstory on that, or are you just gonna leave it at that?
Yeah, in class today...
Guys, she's salty.
In class today, we're doing popcorn reading. And I don't want to give away that many our principal just emailed us. Anyway, we're doing popcorn reading, and the teacher's like, Derek, the G-man called on you. I won't drop his name because it's a little unique. And he's like, I thought he said Grace. And then I was thinking, he didn't say Grace. He said Derek.
The way she told me the story, she said it exactly like that, and I was, like, laughing for 5 minutes straight, y'all.
Yeah, I didn't say it like that. I said it like, no, he said Derek. That's kind of what I did. Mm-hmm. So there's a backstory.
All right. So today, our episode is a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm having fun with that. I'm already having fun.
Yeah, I'm already having a good time. I'm in a good mood today. You know, so, well, now I'm in a good mood, but...
Yeah. We'll save that for another time.
Yeah. Yeah. We got our Timmy Hoes, as per usual. You know, yeah. I got that peppermint mocha ice cap. You know, while it's still in season, you gotta get it.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna do little segments today.
Segments with little combos.
Yep. And it's gonna be pretty much opinion-based today, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So you're gonna really get to see us, see our opinions. First, the whole little layout will tell you.
Is it?
Sorry, I had to click right there because the sound waves are pretty small. Probably because we're far away from the mic or whatever.
And we were concerned.
We were concerned.
Since we're in a new little location of the room.
Yeah. The last episode we posted, it sounded crisp. It sounded that crisp before, and so I just wanted to make sure it was still sounding nice and crisp.
Nothing but the best for y'all.
Oh, yeah. We care.
The waves are bigger now.
The waves are getting bigger.
All right.
Yeah, okay. That's gonna help me in editing a lot, actually. But anyway, we're gonna do an Instagram segment. Then we're gonna do a little talk on TVXQ.
And just
K-pop. In general. And then we're gonna do... I got a little news article. If you remember a few episodes back, which I know was a very long time ago, y'all, but remember a few episodes back, we did another one like this on the Subway tuna.
Oh, God.
When it first came out. So, if y'all know how long ago that was.
Yeah, Subway has now fixed their tuna.
Yeah, we'll update for y'all. Subway has fixed their tuna.
We wouldn't leave that. It was open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
But... you get some closure here on the In My Room podcast.
Yeah. So if this is where you come for your news.
You should probably go to twitch.tv/Hasanabe if you want the real news.
Yeah. Yeah. He's where you get the good news.
Yeah, our buddy Hasan.
Shout out to Hasan. He's a small creator still.
Yeah, we're trying to push him out there. So
gotta give him some promo.
Right. He's helped us a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Son, I love you, baby.
Yeah. Me too.
He's my MCM.
Man crush Monday. But it's not even Monday. It's fully Tuesday.
Okay, so as of January 17th, my MCM is Hasan Piker. So, we'll come back next week for MCM. We will give you our MCMs.
Our MCMs on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So, if you want to start us with a little Instagram.
Oh, glad.
So, the backstory on this is we were looking through Instagram on FaceTime last night, yesterday. And we found some gems that we'd like to share with y'all.
Yeah,
not just pictures, but the comments.
Yeah.
What are y'all commenting on Instagram?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you should... Sometimes it's people's just broken English, which is sometimes funny, but like we would not make
fun of that. We're not gonna make fun of that.
We're not gonna make fun of that. But just y'all need to think before you post. Like, these comments are out there, y'all. They're out there.
Yeah, I get a lot of like K-drama posts on my Explore. I mean, for good reason. I think I look a lot into Gong Yoo a little too much.
She does, y'all. She does.
I kind of love him. So, him and Lee Dong-wook are my...
other MCMs.
Are my other MCMs. And they're like... they're both old, but they're both sexy.
Okay, great. Put that out there.
Well, I think a lot of people agree.
You're not wrong. I totally agree.
See? I want to give a little description of the first picture. I think the cover picture is the only picture that really matters. Mm-hmm. This is the whole stream. This is Lee Dong-wook. And it's him... well, he looks like he's in pain, but no. People take that and their minds are in the gutter, and that's all I'm gonna say. If you don't understand, you're too young. Okay, so this old lady, I'll show you who it is. This old lady.
Okay.
Graciella.
Graciella, okay.
Graciella says, "You have beautiful leaps." But, like, there's an accent over the I. It's like an I instead of the dot. It's like an accent. Mm-hmm. So it's like leaps.
Mm-hmm.
So, with a red heart, I think that's very sweet of her to say. But it's like, that's somebody's grandma. Like, yeah. That's somebody's grandma.
It was an old
lady. No, I just like somebody's grandma. It's from a week ago. Mari, I just liked your comment that says how handsome he is. Mm-hmm. So he says hot. Okay, but I need to get to the main event. Okay, so this girl, her name is Lee. L-E-I-G-H, if you're wondering. I imagined that I'm... and then she put a bunch of asterisks. Which, fill in the blank, I guess. Y'all, if you dare. I imagine that I'm censored word. And that is his reaction. Y'all, okay. Don't comment that. Don't comment that on anything. Like, you wonder why BTS has their comments off.
Yeah.
Because they know that they're gonna get bombarded with thirsty comments.
Y'all thirsty.
Stop being thirsty on Instagram comments.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop.
Period.
All right. This next post is a picture, shirtless picture,
mm-hmm.
of Jung Hae-in. And he's in Snowdrop. He's in Something in the Rain.
I love this man, y'all.
I love him too.
But Something in the Rain, it did trigger me. I did not leave my bed for 2 days after watching this drama. If y'all don't understand why.
I still haven't finished it, but I understand why. I understand why. So yeah, he's in Something in the Rain, he's in Snowdrop, he's in One Spring Night, he's in a lot. So it's him shirtless. So this girl says, with a little drooling emoji. drooling over chocolate. I repeat, it's chocolate, nothing else. With that little creepy moon emoji with the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why? Why would you say that? Why? Don't say that.
Yeah.
Or do, and then you'll be exposed on a podcast. But it's not like I'm giving your username, so mm-hmm. It's fine. So yeah, don't say that, because that's just strange, you know? Moving on to the next one. This one is not an actor. It's... I don't know who this man is.
Oh, I know the video you're talking about.
Yeah. So to describe, it almost looks like it could be like a Magic Mike type scenario. It's a bunch of Korean dudes on stage. They're all shirtless and wearing blue jeans with white shoes. So let's walk. I'll walk you through the video. Not with the music. So he jumps, does a split in the air, and this is in slow motion, and then it goes back to regular motion, and now he's dancing, it's just him dancing.
Intense body rolls, y'all, intense body rolls.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what's going on in that video, but it's something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. So, handsome. And sexy. Hard. Well,
damn.
You guys are incredible. He responded to that.
He did?
Yeah, with the little, like, smiley face emojis, but, like, the eyes are, like, arrows pointing towards each other. It's, like, they're, like, but it's, like, supposed to be, like, eyes squinting.
Oh.
I don't know how to explain it. With a little I love you hand sign and the prayer hands.
Yeah.
OMG! This jump! Clap, clap, clap. Only possible because of your extra long legs. Hard eyes. And he replied to this one, too. Oh, no. Two prayer hand emojis. That one emoji that I cannot explain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little emoji of the little dude with his arms above his head. Like, kind of making an O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one, it's not like a thirst. Yes, it is. Because they're like, oh, you're long legs.
Y'all, do I need to be concerned?
Yeah.
If I find that any of our listeners are commenting, ooh, you have long legs, on these kind of posts, I'm not going to do anything. But I will question.
Oh, like, yeah.
They listen to us, but then also comment this.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. So.
But no hate to y'all. Do whatever you want.
I guess you do you.
You do you, girl.
So, my last one that I have. This one is Mr. Kim Taehyung. The first photo is of him when he was on Hoorang. Which I love that show so much, and hard eye emojis. That's what I'd give that. And well, no, I will never. Just this is just a side note, little spiel for me, because I love talking about this. Hoorang had the it was banger after banger in this cast. It was jam packed. You got Park Seo Joon, you got Park Young Shik, you got Minho from SHINee. Like, what?
Like, come
what?
On.
What?
This, I've never seen the drama. Y'all, judge me all you want. I've never seen it. But the cast?
The cast? I'm missing one.
It goes so hard.
Oh, yeah, and V from BTS.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Like, and then one other guy. He's somebody, but I don't remember his name. No, but it's so iconic. Like, how did they manage to get a cast that is so jam-packed? Like, it blows my mind. Well, they're all friends. Like, that's a friend group.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, like, Park Seo Joon and Minho and Taehyung and Park Hyun Sik. They're all buds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand. So, you know, naturally, with, you know, the BTS ARMY just being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy awesome.
The cringe she did after she said that.
No, I don't have any problems with the BTS ARMY anymore.
Yeah, anymore.
Because
let's elaborate.
Y'all used to
oh
be.
Oh my god!
But you're not anymore.
No.
Like I think
y'all have calmed down.
ARMY has
in
improved.
A good way. Yeah.
And this is coming from an ARMY from since like 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Even though I dropped the ARMY name, I've just been a BTS fan because I couldn't be an ARMY because...
Oh my god, I remember when we came to that agreement, because we were sitting in your kitchen talking, and we were like, we love BTS, but we are not army. Like, we are not that crazy. No. Y'all used to be insane. Not all y'all, obviously.
Oh, no. There are some but really there chill people
yeah,
in the BTS.
Yeah. But then, like, there's a select few who were, like,
crazy. Oh, my God. So, yeah. And I could say this because I'm experienced. It's like I'm your elder at some point.
Okay, Grace, I respect you.
Respect me. I've been into this crap. This kids bop, as Jay would say.
Ugh. We need to do an episode on that, y'all. We tried. It failed. So we're going to go back to it at some point.
We didn't fail. The recording.
The recording failed.
Yeah, we were killing it.
Yeah.
So, oh. Oh, I remember something about this post. So, I don't remember a comment in particular that, oh, this one. I want to watch Train to Busan, but I'm scared to watch it. Is it, like, really scary? Like, so much?
Mind you, this post has nothing to do with Train to Busan.
No. No. Also, people who are like, I forgot the name to this one. Can you remind me what it's called? Literally, it's in the caption. People have commented the name because people have asked the same question. Like, I would get annoyed if, like, I was, like, a K-drama fan account.
Yeah.
And I would...
Like, even on TikTok. Like, I've seen them. And it's yeah, like, people everybody get... in the comments, what's the name? What's the name?
What's the name? What song?
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's in the video. It's, like, yeah, it's big, like, big words on
lazy.
The video.
Just
yeah.
Lazy, you're not looking. So, alright. I want to get into this.
Okay.
Because, let's just dive into this.
Okay.
So, the person who posted this, in the caption, they said, comment your favorite K-drama below. And it was astounding. The amount of people who commented, nevertheless.
Oh, yeah. Me and Grace were kind of shocked by that last night on FaceTime.
Nevertheless? Are you serious? That's your favorite K-drama, nevertheless?
Oh, my God. Me and Grace have a love-hate relationship with this drama. Nevertheless, pissed me off. I'm sorry for that language, y'all. I'm sorry if y'all are sensitive. That drama made me so mad.
Me too.
Beyond mad.
Like,
mad.
I was off the rails when it came to this drama.
My opinion still to this day, Nami deserved way better.
Yeah. But she was also stupid.
She was also friggin' stupid.
She was also friggin' dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't want to get into, like, the whole plot, because we could talk. We could talk.
We could make a whole episode about this friggin' drama. We won't, but...
We won't.
But we could.
We probably will make a K-drama episode where we just talk about K-dramas, because it's...
I finally made the list.
Oh, wow.
Because Grace has a list of K-dramas she's watching on her phone, and I've always said that I wanted to do that, too. And I finally got around to it.
There you go.
It's really long.
Yeah, Aaliyah watches K-dramas like it's her job.
I finished one last night, too.
Like, I'm over here. I started watching Something in the Rain well over a month ago. Still have not finished it because I don't watch K-drama every night, even though I love watching. Like, watching K-drama is one of my favorite things, but every time I'm like, I'm watching a K-drama right now, I'm like, I don't really want to watch it. So that, I don't know. That's my thing. But Aaliyah cruises through them. She skips episodes.
Okay. Not, like, many at a time. I skip, like, one episode because I know nothing is going to happen in that episode.
Fair enough.
It's, like, so it's all, like, side, like everything on the sides. Like, I don't need to know this part. Like, get me to the important parts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I skip an episode if nothing's happening in the plot.
Right.
Or, like, if I realize, oh, something did actually happen, I go back to that episode
mm-hmm.
and watch that episode. And so I kind
of... But sometimes you can just assume.
Yeah. And it's, like, they're K-dramas. Like,
they're all the same.
They're all the same. Like, I know from episode 3 to 4, nothing is going to happen. So I skip 4 and go to 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we always talk about the iconic K-drama breakup because it always happens around, like, episode 9.
Right, yeah. And they usually get together episode 7 or 8, break up at 9, then get back together either end of 9, beginning of 10.
Right.
So, because every K-drama is like 16 episodes.
It's so predictable.
They're so predictable. And so if I know nothing's happening, and especially if it's not like a big drama, like if it's just like a simple one you can just watch, like...
Yeah, not one like Itaewon Class.
Yeah,
like...
no. Like, I could not skip Itaewon Class.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I've watched the entire thing twice. Once by myself, once with my grandma.
Yeah.
My grandma loves that one.
Yeah. And I feel like Crash Landing, you can't
really
skip.
Yeah, you can't
skip.
Really
Because then, like, one episode, she's in North Korea, and then the next, she's back in South Korea.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, or one episode, he's in North Korea, and then the next, he's in South Korea, and if you've seen that,
yeah,
he's a North Korean soldier, so it's kind of odd that he ended up in South Korea.
Maybe our next episode is K-drama.
I'm into this back and forth.
Yes, I like this little banter we have going on, so... We'll end it here so we can do a whole episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were ending the podcast.
No,
I'm like,
No.
I still got more.
No, you're in. Let's go back to Instagram. That's what I'm saying.
Wonderful. Okay. Look at us getting things done.
Oh my God.
This is the first time ever.
Literally.
The first time we've ever enthusiastically had an idea.
Oh my God. Sorry if y'all can hear my dogs barking. They're insane. Let me close my door.
Okay. So, I'm gonna come back to this list of, like, K-dramas, because it's kind of interesting to see what people's favorite, like, K-dramas are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna come back to this post and see what everybody's favorite K-dramas are, and if your favorite K-drama is Nevertheless, I'm sorry.
You're wrong.
But you're wrong. You're wrong. Because Nevertheless was, Let's move on. If you know, you know. Yeah, the next thing we wanted to talk about is K-pop stans. And I don't really know how to word this or how to even, like, explain this. I saw a TikTok that was, like, I guess they were posting, like, maybe K-pop unpopular opinions on, like, this Google form.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, somebody says TVXQ is the best group to come out of SM's Stay Mad.
Yeah.
So, this person on TikTok said, I stan, like, 40 groups and soloists. I'm sorry if you're this person. And I have no idea who that is. So, they're saying they have no idea who TVXQ is. And I'm not gonna get into why that itself is, like, how.
Literally
how. How do you not know Mirotic?
No, for real. For real.
Like, it's...
No, and they're still, to this day, popping off.
Exactly.
It's like, I know there's only 2 left, y'all, but, like, even Kingdom, like, Max was, like, the host,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, they're doing their own stuff, so, like, I don't get how you just don't know of TVXQ.
Yeah, so somebody said, how do you not know TVXQ, and they said, I don't stand a lot of second-gen groups. So, my thing was why is you standing 40 groups and soloists relevant to that, then? If you don't stand second-gen groups, why is you standing 40 groups relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you go into this TikTok knowing that you don't stand second-gen groups, it only makes sense that you wouldn't know TVXQ. But another thing is, how are you on K-pop TikTok? I assume K-pop Instagram, every side of social media that's K-pop, and not know who TVXQ is. And I'm not going to bash you for not knowing TVXQ. I kind of am. But
yeah.
But I don't know. I just know, because I think that's annoying.
Yeah.
I think it's annoying when people are like, oh, how do you not know this person? Like, I think that's annoying.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go on that, but I'm just going to say this. How do you not stand second-gen groups?
No, for real. And, like, I personally... I don't stan TVXQ, but they were so influential to the K-pop industry.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that, like, every K-pop stan who even stans 40-plus groups, like, how do you not know TVXQ? Because they were so influential.
Yeah, because
and idols to this day still talk about being influenced by TVXQ.
Yeah.
And, like, their idols were TVXQ. The reason why they wanted to get into K-pop was TVXQ. So, like, I don't understand how you stand that many groups and I just have never heard of
TVXQ. Be oblivious. Yeah, exactly. And even, like, I think they know TVXQ, but they don't. Like, they don't know that they know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm sure if they've heard, like, Mirotic or, like, something, like, in the Mirotic, background. Because Mirotic,
like, even, like, you know, in some comeback stages, there's, like, a little intro, and mm-hmm. it's, like, it reminds me of, like, the Disney original movie kind of intro, yeah. where it's, like, a whole bunch of just, like, past movies right. that Disney yep. did. It's, like, past, like, stages mm-hmm. for that stage or for mm-hmm. that show. And Mirotic is usually on that because it was such a influential turn of the century song. Also, question. Is K-pop in its fifth gen right now? I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's subjective, but I personally, I think K-pop is in its fifth gen because the fourth gen has been going on since like 2015. And I think it's like time, it's 2022.
Yeah.
I think it's the fifth gen. So any group that debuts. J Park, if you debut a group, they're gonna be a fifth gen group.
Yeah, it's a warning, J Park.
Yeah, take that as a warning, Jay. I just don't understand. I don't know. Maybe I could see. Well, no, if you stand more than 40 groups, you've obviously put in an immense time
mm-hmm.
into K pop. And while you're looking into other groups, you're also seeing other groups in that process.
Right.
And I don't get into groups like I used to.
No. Me and Grace used to pop off on groups.
Oh, yeah. It was like a new group every month.
Yeah, for real. And like we talked, we'd be like, have you heard of this group? I remember 80s when they didn't debut yet, but we
were talking about KQ Fellas.
Yeah, we were talking about
KQ Fellas. Only the OGs know.
Oh, for real. And we were like, have you seen these guys? And we both were like, yeah, I just saw them on Instagram. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. We used to pop off with groups.
Yeah.
Definitely not anymore.
And it was fun. But, like, you know, you get to a point in K-pop where you know everybody.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't have anybody else to get into. Because, like, if I haven't already gotten into them, I obviously don't vibe.
Right.
And there's a lot of groups that I don't stand, but their music is good, and I've heard
yeah,
their music.
Yeah,
but I'm not, I just don't have that energy or the time to get into groups.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think it's different now.
Yeah.
How people used to get into groups, like, back
and
then
even
versus
the
now.
Concepts of the K-pop groups are a lot different than how they used to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's so much different.
Even, like, me and you had, like, a 2-year, like, gap in between starting, like,
getting into
like,
K-pop.
Getting into yeah. K-pop. So, you got it in 2016. 2018.
Yeah.
Which, those 2 years were still a lot different
right.
from, like, when we each got into it. Like,
yeah.
my coming into it was a lot different than yours.
Oh, yeah.
But now,
oh,
it's completely different.
Like, I saw this K-pop boy on TikTok, and now I listen to their music. There was no TikTok. There was no TikTok.
Back in my day, there was no TikTok.
Yeah. So, like, I just think it's interesting because when I was getting into K-pop, BTS was my first group. This is gonna age me. I got into BTS by watching BTS crack videos.
That's how I got into NCT, by watching NCT crack videos, or NCT out of context.
There was no out of context. I don't think that was a trend in my time.
Mine definitely was definitely.
Oh yeah, NCT that was the heart of the out of context.
Yeah, I remember we used to watch them.
Yeah, because they are funny.
They are funny.
But so, yeah, I don't know. I do wonder what it's like to be a fresh K-pop stan again,
mm-hmm.
because there's so much that you don't know, and it's so exciting. But now it's like, oh, okay, now you understand how everything works.
Yeah.
You know,
but they would be getting into, like, the new groups.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't be getting into, like, the groups that we first got into.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which is so strange.
Yeah.
Because, like, of course, this is never going to change. You know, watching the music videos over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pointing out each of the members.
Right.
But it was just so much different, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, I think now I don't understand, like, I don't know exactly how the new K-pop fans get into K-pop.
Right, yeah.
Because when I did it, it was like, it felt different.
Yeah.
Being a K-pop fan in 2016, 2017, and going into 2018, I'd say, it was a different feel. Because yeah. It feels different now.
It does. It's a lot, like, I feel like because so many more people are listening
to it. It's more mainstream.
It's more mainstream and more westernized, I think.
Right.
And how you get into an artist. And which was completely different than, you know, how we got into it. It's like now you can just look up their English interviews.
Yeah, there was no English interviews.
There was no English interviews.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So you had to, like, watch everything with the subtitles. You couldn't just have a video.
You'd
on
have to watch After School Club.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes. Oh my god. After School Club. I forgot about that. Jamie.
After School Club. Like, no hate. This is gonna be a mean statement, but it went downhill a lot. It is super boring now.
It's really boring. And now and, like, their new setup.
Yeah, their new setup is cold. It just isn't, like,
their old one,
comforting.
The old After School Club was funny as hell, dude.
It was
so
good.
Funny. And, like, I used to love, like, Mark and Jackson on. Like, not with all of GOT7, but with just Mark and Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. Yeah. But it was so iconic. I was actually, I literally thought about this today. It's Jackson and Eric Nam's relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you, Eric!
Yes, that's how my grandma knows who Eric Nam is.
Yeah.
Because whenever I say Eric, talking about, like, Eric Nam, obviously, I don't always say Eric Nam. Mm-hmm. I just say Eric. And she goes, wait, is it, I hate you, Eric? And I was like, yep, there you go.
Yeah, so, I don't, yeah, it's just different. And
yeah. And I feel like idols aren't, like, quote-unquote, allowed to have those relationships anymore. Like, those, like, from, like, different groups, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, like,
like, I feel like if Eric Nam and Jackson were just debuting, I don't think they would be allowed to, like, be besties on the side, you know, and, like, show that publicly. Because I haven't seen that in a while. Like, a relationship like that, at least.
Yeah, I don't, Jackson would be so different if he debuted now.
And yeah, and instead the thing, and, like, the things that he's said, even in the past.
And the things
like,
that he still says.
The things that he still says.
No, because he has so many friends.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly. Like, they're public friendships in the industry.
Yep.
And now we find out, like, oh, these two idols are close? That's really cool. But we find out because they just said it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, he's friends with Namjoon, he's friends with Juhan, he's friends with everybody. He's a likable person. I could see
I would
why.
Be friends with Jackson.
I would be friends with Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, if you want to be best friends, you can slide in the DMs.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just so different. And I think it also comes with age.
Yeah.
I was, 12 years old getting into K-pop. And, you know, as a 12-year-old, you see things differently than you do a 17, almost 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. And coming back to the English interview thing, it was strange seeing in English interviews.
Yeah.
So when groups went on ASC, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was going to be a little English, and I thought that was interesting to see. But the only groups that really made, like, interviews coming out of the United States was, like,
I don't know.
I remember seeing Super Junior and EXO.
This isn't, like, interviews, but, like, NCT, because all of them, like, even, like, starting with the Foreign Swaggers, you know, like.
Yeah.
They kind of started off with, like, hey, some of us can speak English, you know,
yeah.
Like, that was, like, their whole thing. But other than that, I really don't know.
But now you can watch, like, the Zach Sank show, and, yeah, you know, they're always on BuzzFeed, and Glamour, and 17, and...
Right.
L, or LA, I don't know how to say that.
It's L.
L. Okay. And Young Hollywood.
Right.
Like, it's just a different time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Look how small those sound waves are.
I know.
Like, I don't get it. Like, we're not talking
any different. It's... because we're far away.
No, but they're still small.
Yeah.
And, like, this is how far we were last time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway. Yeah, it's a completely new time. It's kind of hard to, like, wrap my head around.
It is, and that's why
because there's so many more groups now.
Mm-hmm.
Than there was. Like, of course there was a lot of groups back then.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's so many now. Because it's more mainstream, so more are debuting, because they will make money.
Yeah.
I think it would be harder to find what you like, or it would be easier. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a different time.
Right. And I think this has to do with something, too. This has something to do with it, too, is since BTS was the first group that I got into,
mm-hmm.
they were... way smaller than they were.
Yeah.
And I don't mean for this to sound like, oh, I got into them before they were popular. They were mega popular in Korea when I got into them. But, like, not really on, like, the worldwide scale
mm-hmm.
just yet. Like, if you told... Oh. Little voice crack there. If you told 12-year-old me that you would be seeing BTS... in commercials during an American football game, I would say that you're crazy. And I say this because I saw them in a commercial yesterday while football was on.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was weird.
Or they would have, like, a meal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like.
You tell 7th grade me that, I would be like, absolutely not. Like, that, yeah, no way.
For real.
So I think that had something to do with it, too.
Oh my god, I just thought of something. Like, a memory. Before I got into K-pop, before I really hung out with you and Lil outside of school,
mm-hmm.
I saw the James Corden interview, maybe, and Jimin had purple hair.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, oh my god, they were recommended to me on YouTube.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
And I was like, I don't like them and they're ugly.
And I was so mad.
I know. Grace and Lil both got heated. And then Lil was like, say something good about them. I dare you. Like, try to find something good. And I was like, I like that guy's hair. It was purple. And then Grace goes, he changes his hair too much.
He does. He does. Like, I didn't know who you're talking about. I'm pretty sure. I was like, at the time he was changing his hair up a lot.
Yeah. I feel like you knew. Lil was like, oh, it was Jimin. And then you were like, he changes his hair too much. Oh. Then y'all started talking about it, and I was, like, sitting there, like, my arms crossed. I was like, come on.
You started the conversation.
All right. So, on to my little segment here. A little news article for y'all. I tried to find a kind of funny one, which I do think this one is kind of funny. Portland Pickles mascot suggestive pick gets team in a real pickle.
God.
This says the Portland Pickle baseball team is in a real pickle after the team mascot posted a photo on social media that may have left a sour taste in fans' mouths. On Wednesday, the Major League team decided to let Dylan, their Dill Pickle mascot, take over the team's Twitter page. However, it was the very next post that really aroused interest, especially since it was cropped in a very well suggestive manner. So, that's the picture, if you were wondering.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so the mascot took a picture from below. His head is not in this picture. He took a picture
It's a waistline picture.
And it looks like... you know, if y'all don't know what I'm alluding to, then... Pickle, waistline, you can't see the face. Y'all are too young if you don't get what I'm trying to say. It's
don't worry about it.
It's basically a D-pic.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then it says, a few minutes after that post, it appeared that the pickles soured on the mascot takeover. Yeah, that wording is a little weird. It's come to our attention that this photo can be misinterpreted as a disturbing image. The next post read, Dylan would like to go on record and say that he was trying to give his fans a thumbs up. A short time later, the team tried to turn the incident into a cautionary tale and warned followers to always double check before posting. However, many Twitter users suspected the posting of the pervy pickled pic was no accident, since the team tagged Oscar Mayer, Corn Nuts, and Manscaped in the tweet.
Come on.
Among others.
Come on. No way.
And then
that was not a mistake.
And then it was captioned, new phone who dis. Yeah. And then people were replying with, can safely say that I did not expect to see mascot anatomy on my timeline tonight. This one says, mom, come pick me up. The mascots are being the H word on Maine, and I'm scared.
God.
And then this one said, that is not kosher.
No.
And then this one says, this is ... jarring. With the shocked face. So, yeah. That's my little news for today.
Minor league baseball is so...
out of pocket.
It's
weird.
Baseball is an interesting thing. Because, yeah. You know, they're not major league, so it's not like they're gonna try to be, like, super-duper brand-friendly, like...
Right.
Like, they're the New York Yankees, mm-hmm. For instance. So, like, I went to a minor league baseball game over the summer, and it was so friggin' goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just ridiculous. Like, there's this guy, and he performs at every game. This was a St. Paul Saints game. So if you know, you know. There's this guy, and he's Japanese, but he's the Japanese Elvis. So he performs, like, an Elvis song. I want to say it was Can't Help Falling in Love with You or whatever that song is called. Oh my god, it was like, this game was absurd. This game that they played during during the breaks, absurd games. So it was like, it was lawyer night there, like that was the theme. And, like, you know, there's trivia and all this and, you know, like, regular stuff. And my aunt's a lawyer and she didn't even get some of the questions right. Like, come on now. There was, like, this baby doll game. And they were racing these, like, it was like an obstacle course with the babies. At one point... if you know, like, how baseball fields are set up, there's a really tall wall
right
in the back.
Yeah.
Like, right below, like, the Jumbotron.
Yep.
They have these baby dolls. And one of their, like, little teams, or, like, pairs,
mm-hmm.
one person is going to be standing all the way up on the wall, and another person's down on the field. They had to throw the baby up so the other person catches them. But obviously, the person was going to catch it. So they're over here flinging babies every which way. And I'm like, I was in the first row. Not to brag, but I was in the first row. But they were across the field. I thought I was going to be run over. I thought I was going to be ran into. Because, I don't know, I thought a ball was going to land on my monologue. But, like... I don't see that happening at a major league game. Like, where they're just fooling in baby dolls every which way.
I don't think that would happen.
And from a distance, it looks like real babies. I'm like, this is so funny, but this is also, like, really dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, also, my aunt was like, yeah, usually they don't make it to the major league. A couple weeks later, I saw one of the guys on the I think it was actually the other team that was playing, not the Saints, like the Indiana something. Mm-hmm. Or he could have been. It doesn't matter. He was there playing. I'm like, all right. He was in like the major league, and I'm like, it seems like they get in the major league kind of easy. I think you're lying to me. I think they do get into the major league easy.
Yeah.
Guys, baseball players, pull your goddamn weight. I'm just kidding.
Aaron Judge, though.
Aaron Judge, you gotta wait to pull. With that badonk.
Dump truck.
Dump truck, let me tell you. If I ever go to a Yankees game again, I'm gonna sit. I don't know if he does left or right field. Well, no. There's no... I think he does left field. Or right field. But I'm gonna sit near him so I can yell to him.
Hey, mama!
You're just gonna catcall Aaron Judge?
Well, not like that.
You made him say, hey, mama.
Hey, mama!
Oh my god.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, hey, Aaron Judge! Is that a cat call?
I don't think so. I think that's just hyping up.
Yeah, I'm hyping him up. I think the moral of that, minor league teams, absurd.
Weird.
But I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. No, but I think it's funny. Like, whenever they do, like, do kind of go, like, viral on, like, Twitter or whatever, mm-hmm. and, like, I see, like, the post, it's like, oh, you went there.
Yeah.
You did that. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but that just makes me think of, like, I've seen these videos on my TikToks, like, so many times. Bring it back to, like, Korean media.
Whoa.
Do you know those mascots? I don't know, like, for some sport. It's, like, the, like, tiny... They're really short, but they have, like, big heads.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're, like, just like, hitting each other. And, oh. like, the mascots are, like, fighting. And it's, like, they get hit with, like, baseball bats upside the head. And they fall over. And I laugh. And, like, I see, like, the videos. It's, like, people, like, put, like, names, like, on, like, whichever character mm-hmm. it is. And, like, there's different clips. I see them of NCT all the time. And it's, like, the person, like... Like, the person hitting, like, with a baseball bat, it says, like, Hey Chan mm-hmm. on it. And then the person getting hit says Mark. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're funny.
Yeah. Mascots are pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
There was a mascot there, and he was... Or she. It was a pig! It was a pig! Oh, it was twerking. I'm pretty sure it was grinding too. Oh my god. I'm not into sports, but like, sports games are fun. Yeah. Like, if you're not into sports, like, and if you, like, get offered to go to a game, I would go. Like, yeah. I would go. Like, I don't even like American football. I would go to an American football game. I want to go to a soccer game because soccer fans are a little crazy.
Like, my parents and my sister just went to a basketball game at, like, the closest college here, like, the...
Closest D1 school.
Yeah, the closest D1 school. It's about, like, 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not invited to go. They told me I couldn't go. Because I don't watch sports and I wouldn't like it. But they sat so close to the court.
So close.
I was like, I watched it on TV for a second to see, like, my grandpa put it on to see if my parents would, like, pop up onto the screen.
I think we all do that with our family.
Yeah.
Your family is at a baseball game or, like, any sports game.
Yeah.
Let's turn it on just in case they're on TV.
Yeah. And there were some hot basketball players there.
Right?
I will admit, they were hot. Okay, and, like, me, like, I'm very open with my grandma, so I was, like, I looked at my grandma, because, like, this one really hot guy was on the screen, I looked at my grandma, and I was, like, I opened my, like, my jaw dropped, and I was, like, oh my god, And she's like, yeah, now you wish you were there.
No, I love watching college basketball. I love watching college basketball.
They're so good looking.
Yeah. They're so the only professional looking. Sport that I like is baseball because of Aaron Judge. but I like college sports the best because
Well, they're good looking.
They're good looking.
And we about to be in college. So
And I'm going to a D1 school.
I told John that yesterday. Oh, and yeah. his jaw almost hit the floor.
Really?
Yeah, because he was watching like a D1 game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, Grace might be going here. And he goes, oh my god. I was like, she told me not to tell you because you would freak out. He goes, I am. Yeah, that was, like, a proud moment for him. He was like, are you kidding me?
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I'm going D1, guy.
Guy.
D1 basketball.
Play some D1 basketball.
Yeah, you know what it is.
March Madness.
March Madness, baby. Be there, be square. Oh, my God. Yeah, I love watching college sports.
I love watching college men play sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see if I can get one of those. Let's point them out. You, Serp, come here. The looks you're giving me right now, girl. Yeah. Just gets us thinking. You about to say something and then just stop.
No, because I think about this. I we're going to college next year. I'm like, there's going to be boys there. I don't think about that because, I think of,
I think about it.
Going to, I almost said her school name. Going to high school,
mm-hmm.
There's boys there, but it's like...
They're gross boys.
They're gross, and I know. I know everybody in our grade.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I actually don't know everybody in our grade. That's a big, fat lie.
I know most people in our grade.
There are some people in our grade that I've never talked to in my life.
Yeah, I've never talked to them, but, I do know them. Most of them.
Yeah. But... Yeah. So, this girl I had to sit next to for, some of the baseball game I was talking about. She was, I couldn't tell if she was making fun of the first baseman or if she was simping. I don't know. And whether she was or I don't know. I don't remember what she was doing, but I didn't like it. I feel like she was making fun of him. I think she was making fun of him. He was a bigger guy. But, it was, a sports big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was, built.
Built with bulk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying, yeah.
You just don't practice every day and be, my 600-pound life, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Can you not make fun of him? I don't know him. But his little entrance song to when he goes up the bat is Liddy. They're all Spanish songs, so I was getting down. And then they play Butter. They play Butter, and these girls behind me started freaking and singing. I'm like, oh, just get me out of here. No, because for the first half of the game, I was, depressed.
Oh, yeah.
I was hashtag depressed, but I got over it because I moved seats, and it was gooch.
Never say that again. Okay, the faces. Y'all, she keeps making faces at me.
Okay.
She drank her coffee. So know she's...
My coffee was drank.
She's hyped up.
When it comes to a drink, I'm a habit.
All right, y'all. I think this has been long enough. It's been about an hour.
Yeah, this is a good one.
This is a good one. And I think it was pretty entertaining, hopefully, for y'all.
Yeah.
Since it's just a bunch of chit-chat, but...
Yeah.
Chit-chat with some substance. Yeah. All right.
Well, I've been Grace.
I've been Aaliyah.
We didn't close it off the last time like this.
We didn't. I
noticed that. And this has been
the In My Room podcast.